All right, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast ever.
It feels good to be back, man. 24 hours later, we're back talking W.
24 hours, the only people doing it out there. Can you believe it? I can't.
There's been stranger things that have happened. Speaking of stranger things, what a matchup that we
did not
think we'd see happen.
Stranger Things Indiana Fever jersey? Is that what you're
Hometown of Hawkins, Indiana.
All right.
Circa 1980s.
All right.
I'm listening. Season 5 promo and Indiana Fever got a cool little exclusive jersey that they got, which is
a little
kind of
splat.
Interesting.
I don't know. It's like a little blood upside down. They're in the upside down, I guess.
Yeah, Stranger Things got a big following. I'd say it's,
jumped the shark, you think?
It may have jumped the shark, but I think, you know, maybe we'll get some new fans through Stranger Things. Who knows?
Yeah, weird mashup. To me, it just goes to show you that the league is making money somehow, some way. And a Stranger Things jersey. I don't think I've ever seen that in basketball. A show sponsoring a jersey.
I don't know if I have either, but like they are willing to take money from interesting places. But you know, we have another our rival, our friendly Sponcast, Studbuds. I feel like they're in the doghouse for just being offered in the talks of taking money from media guru mogul David Portnoy.
Davey Pageviews, you know, is a fan of the W and a fan of Caitlin Clark and not a fan of Angel Reese. Big whoop. That's a big whoop. Who cares? Studbuds are killing it. So many players are trying to do their podcast and, you know, get a following, and Studbuds are streaming on Twitch from their hotel rooms, and boom, the biggest stream, the biggest podcast, whatever you want to call it, in the W right now. So
I'll tell you what,
they want to talk to Davey.
It'd be a guarantee that he would pay each of them over a six-figure contract.
100% yes. Or give them some type of merch deal, or he's really good.
And now you're possibly bringing in a new audience.
Yeah. You're definitely bringing in a new audience. Just him talking about it on a couple, I think, Big Cats podcast discussed the Studbuds. I don't know what other podcast he was on in the Barstool world, but he's mentioning Studbuds on Barstool. That people say, oh, you know, I think we saw Coach Reeve talk about, you know, 5 seasons ago, I couldn't picture Studbuds happening. I couldn't picture 1 season ago the Studbuds on being talked about on Barstool.
It's interesting. Now, is their title of their show a play on words?
Studbuds? What's the play?
Like their buddies, their buds?
Yeah, their buds and their studs as well.
Like good at basketball, that type?
I'm not sure if it's a colloquial, how do you say that word? Colloquial.
Yeah, that's not in my vernacular.
Colloquial. Fudge, man. I don't know how to say it, pronounce that. It's a euphemism, maybe.
Okay. But yeah, they're doing their thing. I'm sure they'll get paid one way or another by somebody. I'm sure they're being approached by many people. And I think it's good. I think it will help expand the league, which, you know, at the end of the day, we've said it. We just want to get some more eyes on the league.
Okay, here we go. We're educating people here. In the LGBTQ community, particularly with Black lesbian community, stud is a term used to describe a masculine presenting lesbian.
Okay.
So they're the stud buds, you know?
Hey, and you had a chance to talk.
Sell some stud buds merch. Think about that world.
You had a chance, I think, to chat with one half of the stud buds at the WNBA draft, if I'm not mistaken. Got to share a laugh with Courtney Williams, and, you know, talking about her dad a little bit. I think she appreciated it. She was front row and center this year for the draft, you know, there to support, which I thought was pretty cool.
Always super down to earth, willing to talk. She was just there with a friend, with a partner, I don't know, but they both look really good. She's always dressed to the nines and really just super friendly. We talked about when her and her dad were having, you know, had a podcast, and She deserves all the.
Yeah, she's one of the better guards in the league.
Yeah, she's a key. She might be the glue on the Lynx, to be honest. The reason why that team's playing so well. Undefeated at home still, the Lynx.
So well is an understatement. I think their overall record is like mind-blowingly good start, like 21-4 or something.
Yeah. And undefeated at home, they're looking like the favorite. It'll be it's really
although Vegas does still have the Liberty as the favorite.
Huh.
Maybe they're factoring in JJ's back. I think that's obviously congruent with them being the favorite because without her, they look like they slid up a little bit.
100% yes. I actually went to the Liberty Fever game and give you some thoughts about seeing them in person, right? The Fever.
Before we get into the basketball part of that, can you talk about the atmosphere a little bit just because when CeCe's in town, is it like a circus? I know she wasn't even playing in the game with the groin injury.
Yeah, okay. So I'm walking to the media entrance, and there's we've been to like now 10 games when we're covering the W. There's never this. There's NYPD with straight-up assault rifles all around Barclays Center. There's a line for the media. There usually is no line. They're taking everybody one by one. They're not rushing it. Even on the floor, there seemed to be more personnel directing where the media stood, where the media could go. It was much more intense. A lot more fans on the court. A lot of people come see shoot around or the pregame warmups, and a ton more people there. Three rows filled up. I get there. You know, we get there 2-3 hours early, and there's you see people in Indiana hats and Caitlin Clark jerseys just walking around the arena already. She really, not even playing, she still moves the needle when she's in town. And I actually heard that the Liberty have been suffering with attendance a little bit this year.
Ooh.
And that game was sold out. So just the power of CeCe when she's in town is still amazing.
You said it best. She moves the needle. You know, she's not even suited up, and you know, you talk about that atmosphere like that. That's unreal.
Yeah,
and, she's the type of person you even watch enjoy warming up, like the Steph Currys, like when Steve Nash used to warm up. Like you appreciate people that are like the master of the craft shooting. Like, how are they, you know, this consistently good?
Yeah, wait. I'm gonna jump back and forth really quick just to finish up our thoughts on the Stud Buds going on. Sure. Portnoy. Going on Barstool, or I think they're inviting the Stud Buds are inviting Dave Portnoy onto their podcast. Your thoughts on that? Is that the right move? Do you think they'll lose fans? Does it matter?
They will lose fans, but it only doesn't matter if it doesn't matter to them. But if it affects them and now it's like now they're stuck between a rock and a hard place, then I would start feeling for them. But, you know, why not get somebody else's perspective that's, you know, from quote unquote the outer circle who's not your typical fan and, you know, you're going to get more eyes on that podcast. Like you call them Davey Page views. Everything he touches, you know, it gets millions of views. And, you know, he's definitely somebody that if he likes you, he seems like he's very loyal. And if he doesn't like you, he pops a champagne bottle when he sees you fail. So,
he's dedicated to getting those page views, as he calls himself. I think the W can't get in its own way here. It wants pay us what you owe us. They want big contracts and sponsors, but they also want to stay at like a club, a very exclusive club, which is awesome. That's cool if you want that, but you can't expect pay us what you owe us and keep it an exclusive club to a specific audience. It can't be both ways. So you might not like Portnoy. Why not?
What do they say
right
about
now,
birthday cake?
In this time with the CBA, why not really expand here? You got to strike while the iron's hot because you never know. You never know. Maybe Caitlin starts her own league. Maybe Caitlin decides I want to play in Europe. Maybe Caitlin's not just going to play an unrivaled. Who knows? What she's sitting out for a long time now, and it's a little sus to me. I don't think it's I don't know if it's all injury, to be honest. Yeah. It might be some protest. I don't know. But she She was jumping around, supporting her teammates every time there was a big three or a big ref call. Not limping, in great spirits. So, you don't know what Caitlin Clark's going to do. So, while she's in the W, and
they're all hustling, they're all making monies in different ways. You know, whether it be shoe or whatnot. Actually, a little Easter egg. I'm watching Happy Gilmore 2 today, and Kelsey Plum has a role in it.
Does she?
Yeah, she's got a cameo in it.
Wait, she just had a big night. Let me see if I could pull.
She scored 30 the other night.
Yeah, that's what I just saw. Kelsey Plum, is she an MVP contender here?
Not for me.
Not for you. 30.6 assists, 2 steals, 4 from 7 from 3, 10 for 15.
Yeah, those type of nights are far and few between, though. She's not probably even averaging. I'd be shocked if she's even averaging.
But right now, like, Sabrina Ionescu is sort of in the running. She's like number 5. She was 5 for 16 the night I saw the Fever. People, I don't know why it gets skewed. Maybe I'm missing the games that she's killing it, but she always. Not always, but she pretty consistently has a high shot volume.
And she's a high volume shooter. She's a high volume shooter, and I'd say she's streaky. She has those nights where she goes
off. That's the word I was trying to find.
She's a good, very good passer. She has those nights that she goes off, but she also has those nights where she shoots it poorly, but her team is so good and they still get the W. And yeah. I think because of that, those off nights kind of are hidden because winning kind of solves all.
But to be a contender in the MVP race, it seems like
she does not have my vote for MVP.
Yeah, it seems me neither.
I'm a queen fee all the way right now. To me, she's having an unbelievable MVP season. She could have gotten it last year, and I think she's even better this year.
I agree. I wanted to dedicate a whole episode to Fee, actually. Maybe then tomorrow we'll do that. Because I was thinking about it, and if she's the perfect face for the W ticket. I know Caitlin Clark's a fun thing on the side here that moves the needle. You got Angel over here, Paige there. But Fee is the face, I think, that the WNBA needs to run with. She, you know, a mom, a person of color, a UConn grad. She's going to win MVP this year. She might win her first WNBA championship this year. It's really...
Great teammate. I think they asked all the links, if you were in trouble, who's the one teammate you'd call? And I think like 90% of them said, Fee.
Yeah. She really should be the face of the league right now. I know Asia, people say, why not Asia? I just feel just marketable.
And even when we got to meet her and chat with her down at Barclays, I thought she was, you know, so genuine and so down to earth.
Yeah. Maybe if we go see the links again, maybe it's changed after her success with Unrivaled. Maybe she'll be...
Hey, I think some of the success you should take personal credit for after grilling Coach Reeves and saying, why is Fee not getting enough shots? It really hit a nerve, I have to say, because she said up at the podium, maybe I need to get her more shots. What do you think? And then, you know, they kind of shared a laugh. And then, you know, 20 minutes went by. And at the end, she kind of like... made sure that you heard her and said, like, all right, Fee, I'm going to get you more shots, okay?
You think I had influence on
I think you hit a nerve. Because you know what? I think there's a little bit of truth to that she knows, like, Fee probably needs to get more touches.
She was right there for the MVP race. She should have won last year. She was Defensive Player of the Year. And she could have been.
And Asia Wilson's team is really sliding this year. Our former last year's MVP. They're like a 500 team right now. The Fever just beat them for the second time after losing like 16 in a row.
Wait, who?
The Fever just beat the Aces again. You know.
Time's up. But I don't know what's going on with the Aces. It seems to be a big mess. It's funny, a big mess. Plum leaves there. And it was kind of a shock to some, but maybe she was reading the writing on the wall and got out of Dodge.
It might be time, dare I say, it might be time for Coach Becky to go. No, I can't say that.
No. Wait. Maybe. Yeah. I'll tell you this, talking about a team, and we'll wrap up with this, that really needs help. Chicago Sky was voted the worst franchise in the WNBA by the players. They got HVL. People are saying HVL should be waived at this point. She's struggling to find, again, we said, you know, her role.
She plays better without Angel. She does. She plays better without Angel.
They can't mesh. They can't. That is true. The coach seems lost. They're playing awful. The facilities I hear are an embarrassment.
It's like a YMCA.
Yeah. So maybe Becky goes over to Chicago. That'd be cool.
Change the culture.
Yeah, change it up a bit, Coach. I would love to see Becky in Chicago or Dallas, because I think both those teams need
help. That could be fun.
Yeah, so we'll wrap it up with that. We'll be back again. I don't know when. When will we be back?
Yeah, tomorrow. Shout out to Demarius Rodriguez on signing with her Spain team, her destination. She kind of manifested that when we interviewed her a couple months ago, and she just got signed. And, you know, I'm just so excited for her to fulfill you know, being a pro basketball player in a destination that she really wanted to be. So shout out to Demarius.
Yeah, shout out to her, and thanks again for joining the pod. Maybe we'll have her on soon again, or maybe we'll go to Spain. I'm not sure. We'll flip a coin. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.